going on, everybody? Believe it or not, this is season two of Flyer and Ice, brought to you by the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Season two. Who would have thunk it? Season one was a blast. The performance of the team wasn't a blast, but the podcast was a blast. We are brought to you by the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Please subscribe, like us on YouTube, ring the bell on YouTube, and later we'll talk about how we're on all social platforms, Apple, Google Podcasts, all that stuff. So anyway, welcome to Season 2, Episode 1, the Bernard Marcel Perrant episode, Nicky Nuts. With me, my great crew, we have Nick the Scaltosti, we have Nicky Nuts, and we have my original partner in crime, Vance, Mr. Smooth crew. So everyone, again, welcome to season two of Flyers Hockey and More. So gentlemen, Nicky Nuts, calm down. You good? Let's get right to
it. He's excited.
He's excited. All right. Right away, our best viewer, Adam, is checking in.
What's up, Adam?
Yeah. Season two. Congrats, y'all. So from an anonymous Facebook user.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So, gentlemen, right off the jump, off-season moves, there are plenty. I need to know your thoughts on the additions and some of the obvious subtractions. I will start with you, Nick Tosti. The off-season moves, were you happy with them?
I'm going to say yes to that. I'm excited about the changes that they made, both by addition and by subtraction. I think, you know, when you obviously, you know, one of the things that everybody kind of looked at coming out of the season and going into the off season and coming into, you know, the 21-22 season was, you know, the defense and, you know, a lot of the things we touched on, you know, on our post game shows, was that we needed a pretty much close to a rebuild there. I mean, and losing Ghost, getting rid of Myers and Hague, and, you know, with the addition of Ellis, of course, and Yandel and Risto, kind of addresses a lot of needs, I think, from a lot of different factors. So, you know, we talk about the grit factor. We talk about the physicality that was missing last year, and Risto definitely brings that for sure. You could see that already in the preseason. I think, you know, Ellis looks real smooth. I think Yandel really is surprising, you know, I know it's only the preseason, but, you know, he looks like he could really be a force on the blue line for us, and definitely something that we've been missing last year. So, you know, to talk about the defensive side of things, I'm very, very happy with what the roster looks like this year versus what it looked like last year. You know, if someone else wants to touch on the offense, another component of what they've done in as far as, you know, acquisitions, you know, defensively, I'm very happy with what I've seen.
No, I agree with everything you said, and I hope I'm not stepping on anyone's toes. I'll get to Vance and Nicky Nuts in a second. I loved the acquisition of Derek Brassard, believe it or not. We lost a lot with, you know, who would have thought when Pitlick left that we would have been like missing him, and we brought Nate Thompson back, which I'm a little indifferent towards, but you need that guy on the penalty kill, but I do like the transaction of Derek Brassard. You know, you can't always get excited about the huge names. Sometimes the subtle ones are important too. And I'll go to you, Vance.
Yeah, I like the additions this offseason, guys. I like Risto a lot. I think he adds toughness, as Nick alluded to. You know, Ryan Ellis, you bring in leadership there. Also, Keith Yandel, another veteran leader, who's still a pretty good puck mover at his age. You know, offensively, you replace, you know, a guy in Jake who was more of a playmaker with a better two-way player and a guy who's more of a shooter in Cam Atkinson. So I like that move. And I do think Brassard is a good pickup as well, you know, for your lower lines. He definitely helps out there. That was one of the things that we talked about last year. You know, that bottom six wasn't as strong as they were the year before. So I definitely think it makes a difference. You know, my grand outlook on things is I think the defense is really where it's at. If it have improved defensively as much as we think they have, then they'll have a shot. We saw what happened 2 years ago when they were one of the better defensive teams in the NHL. They, you know, they were the number one seed coming out of the East. So, I think they're in a pretty good place. I do think that they need to do more offensively this season, but they have time for that.
And Mr. Nuts.
I think they actually gotten hockey smarter when they picked up the players they have picked up. Yettle, he is a smart play. He's a smart player. He does those little things on the blue line that will help this team immensely. Bassard, he actually friggin' he has people's back. You saw that in the last, 2 games ago. And I actually see players blocking shots, which is something we didn't see all of last year. They really are getting in the lanes, and I get it, it's only preseason, but I think that'll intensify as the season goes on. I'm still not 100% sold on the coaching staff. I still think they come out a little flat, and we'll see what happens in the future.
Now, we had Chris Therrien on, I guess about a month or so ago, and we asked him the similar question, and his direct quote was, "What did they really do?" I talked to people, friends of mine, former players, he said, that are still in coaching, and they said, "What did they really do?" It appears we all disagree with that comment. I think this was change for change's sake to some extent, but it was out of necessity as well. And every player that was brought in, you can't say we lost the player in any of the moves that were made. That's going to be a dire loss, right? Exactly. We once thought, you know, Ghost was someone that you might need if you're looking for that power play specialist, but Yandel kind of brings that. And like with what both Nick said, with more intelligence and responsibility. Other than maybe Ghost, you know, who stepped up his game, there's nobody I miss from that. You know, you miss Voracek just because he was around for so long, but Vance nailed it. Atkinson is a better two-way player.
Yes.
And he's more of a natural sniper. So I love the moves. We'll see. It's a wait and see game, but I absolutely love the moves. When we were GMs, as we always are on this show, we had issues that we were concerned with. We thought team speed, overall skill with the hands and the sniping ability, and grit. Which areas were improved and which areas still concern you? I'll start with you, Vance.
So one thing I wanted to say is when talking about the Flyers, we have to be careful about comparing this Flyers team to last year's Flyers team, because that's not really who they're competing against. You know, they're competing against the rest of the division. And I think some of the things that they have made some improvements, but I think some of the things that plagued them last season still might be somewhat troubling this year. You know, when I look around the division and I look at some of the better teams like, you know, the New York Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes, you know, they have young players that are ascending. And when I look at the Flyers, I see a mixture of veterans, but I don't see that group of young players that are pretty much ready to pass, you know, take that torch and lead this team, you know, into the playoffs. You know, do I like the blend? I like the blend of young players, and I like the blend of, you know, the older veterans. I just, at this point, you know, just looking at this team, I honestly don't think it's enough. And I think that there's probably more to be done, you know, once we get into the regular season. That's kind of my take on where I am with this team right now.
You jumped the thunder, man. We're going to get to that later, but it's okay. That's all right. Nicky T.
I think all three, you know, a notch of an improvement, Dan. I think team speed is going to get better organically with this team because of the puck movement that you're going to see. vis-a-vis coming out of the defensive zone because of the additions that we made defensively and the more competency we have back there. So I think, you know, although we may not be physically skating faster than some other teams, you're going to see transition a little more fluid now because of what's happened, you know, behind the blue line. So, you know, from that aspect, I think speed wise, this team, you're going to see a lot quicker transition. Maybe not one, you know, got a puck carrier that's taking it end to end, but you're going to see some more fundamental movement at a faster pace than you saw last year, for sure, because of what happened defensively on this team. And energy wise, I think they'll be better too. So that could help visualize things as being faster as well, and maybe putting more pressure, you know, on the opposition, you know, moving into the zone. And I think grit wise, for sure. I mean, that's just hands down. We got dirtier. I mean, it's, you know, with Risto in the back and Broussard, you know, it looks like we're nowhere near having a guy out there that's a bodyguard for our players. Although Ristolainen really is close to that. People are going to be afraid of him. He's going to be clearing people out of the crease, is what we desperately need to do. I mean, we missed that last year. And skill wise, I mean, as far as hands go, you know, you got another year of Farabee. You know, Konechny had kind of an off year last year. Who knows whether things weren't meshing well for him or not. I really see a big bounce back for him as well. You know, I think Van Riemsdyk, to be honest with you, we'll have a good year this year. I honestly think Scott Loughton is going to be an unsung hero for this team this year. You know, talk about a two-way player and a guy that can really just throw a dart. Here's your role, Scott. He does it no matter what he's asked to do, whether it's playing on the first line or the fourth line. And then obviously the additions like Vance, you know, Vance talked about offensively, Atkinson is going to be really big for this team offensively. Drew, you know, not having the pressure just all put on him this year now with more surrounding pieces is going to help him as well. Couturier should really be strong this year. So, I mean, overall, I think, you know, we're better. You know, like Vance said, I mean, is this the point where we can say, okay, you know, we got a cup contender? Probably not. But, you know, we'll see. You know, AV is another big component of this thing. And, you know, how he handles these younger players in their sophomore year, and even guys like Morgan Frost coming up, will remain to be seen. But I'm happy with the direction, at least, that things went in the offseason. So we'll see what happens in a little over a week from now, how things start off.
And Nick, you know, what you can't minimize is not only are these players hopefully upgrades, but they all seem like good chemistry locker room guys. We've heard rumors that certain guys that left were not overly liked in the locker room. So you can't discount that as well, can you, Nikki?
I totally agree with a lot of everything that everybody said. I think moving forward in this season, I still don't see that guy that's going to shoot the puck all the time. I mean, we got to get more pucks on net. That's absolutely obvious. Defense, I love Ristolainen. I think he is going to be a huge, huge addition to this team. For one, he has size. Two, he just loves to beat the hell out of people, and I love it. I love it. We actually had a whole 2.5 minutes in a zone on 5-on-5. That never happened last year. Never, never, never. And the fact that they can do that, and they did do that, against, I get it. They were on the second string Capitals. I get it. But they still did it, and you got to learn how to keep doing it. Moving forward, I really, really think Farabee is going to be a 40-goal scorer this year. And I think Travis Konechny is going to be somewhere in the 30s. So if we can get Drew to have somewhat of a good year, like maybe get him 30 goals, I think we can find a lot of ways that we can squeak games out in this league. That being said, we still don't know about Hart. That's the biggest thing. He has to come and play like he was a rookie again, have no fear, cut off the angles like he did in the first year, and I think we got a shot. I even put money on them to win the cup. Just as a
literally just, did.
just to have fun with it, just to have a little fun with it. Because, hey, it's 36-1 to 1 odds. So it's a great investment for the entire year. It means I have something added interest in this game, and I love it. I love it.
Well, before you gave me the perfect segue, did you happen to notice the typical Nick Obey-Kubel turnover last night in the defensive zone? It was like that guy bothers me. But
he was actually having a pretty good game up until that point. Believe it or not, and I'm with you, Dan. I am with you. I'm sure we all are.
You know what? You know that play I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. But anyway, Nicky Nuts, you hit the next question on the head. Everything we discussed, mostly good. None of that matters unless Carter Hart has a damn good year. I start with you, Vance. Does Carter Hart have a damn good year?
I think he does. I think this offseason was pretty much centered around, you know, getting him back to being, you know, that number one type franchise goalie that he can be. You know, that's why you go out and you bring in the veterans. You bring in a crystal line and clear out the front of the net. You bring in Ellis to help with the communication and maybe quarterback your power play. You know, you bring in, you know, Yandle to help get the puck out of the zone quicker, as Nick alluded to. So I think, you know, I know we talked a lot about Hart last year and his flaws, but defensively, they just weren't, you know, they weren't good enough. Everybody was out of position, the forwards, the defensemen. They didn't clear lanes for him to see shots. This year, I think that'll be different, and that's why I think he's going to have a big turnaround.
Nicky T.
I think he's going to be a top 10 goaltender in the league this year. Love I think, it. You know, his third year in the league, I think he's, you know, he the sophomore slump is going to be behind him. Everything Vance just talked about right now is absolutely true. It's a 100% that will affect his psyche going forward, his confidence level. You know, he's going to approach situations a lot differently than he did last year mentally. Which is, I think, why he kind of had the shortcomings that he had last year. I think a lot of it was mental, because physically the kid prepares. I mean, he really, really does. He trains his butt off. He works really hard at his craft, and he's determined to get better. And I think the world is going to be surprised from what we see from Carter Hart this year. I mean, he's going to put together a really solid year. I mean, is that going to translate into wins? I'm not saying necessarily that he's going to, you know, steal 20 games that maybe we should have lost, but he's going to be really, really solid between the pipes. And I think he's going to be one of the top things that this fan base is going to be talking about this season with the Flyers.
Nicky Nuts, are you on board with this?
Dude, I am now after listening to Nick. Dude, you got me fired up, man. Are you kidding me? If we could have a goalie in the top 10 – I think the skies are a limit, man. I might even double down on that bet, to be honest with you, after listening to Nick. You actually got me juices flowing. I'm ready to watch a Flyers game right now. I'm ready to go. I think he has the ability to have to do what needs to be done for us to be successful this year. I really love the fact that Nick said top 10, because if anybody knows anything about goalies and hockey players and the psyche of them, it would be Nick.
Well, here's the thing. This kid, since he's been 14 years old, has been the number one goalie in North America for probably a 6-year stretch. It is not a fluke that he was the most sought after. I mean, he was Canada's world junior goalie. He will make Team Canada when it comes to the Olympics coming soon. You know, the kid is a solid player. I mean, we're undervaluing what we have in Carter Hart because of what happened last year. You know, nationally, he's got the makeup from a lot of people to really bounce back from this and be incredible, like, you know, beyond good. So, and, you know, from all everything we've seen as far as the acquisitions and the trades and the changes that we made, especially defensively, should 100% help in this, you know, transformation of him getting back to where he needs to be.
Yeah, and I have to agree, too. I'm on board. We've had quite a few guests, and every single one of them echoed what Nicky just referenced. You know, his work ethic, his his pedigree. So you just have to, you have to go with that. And what Vance said cannot be underscored enough. He's got a better group in front of him to boost his confidence.
By the way, when I say the number one goalie for his age group.
So, right. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to start with you, Nicky Nuts. I'm going to start with you. Whoops, that's not the question. So Vance mentioned it earlier. We're not competing with the Flyers of the past. We're competing with the Metropolitan Division. The Metropolitan Division is still considered the strongest division in hockey. Outside of Columbus, who is probably in a complete rebuild,
right?
Could probably do a lottery ball machine to see who comes out in certain rankings. What are your thoughts on the teams that are slam dunk exiting this division as playoff contenders? Three teams from each division, and there's four divisions this year. So three teams come out, two wild cards per conference. That's how the playoffs are designed this year. So other teams got better as well. Other teams had naturally better talent, as Vance referenced. Nicky Nuts, talk to me about the Metropolitan Division.
So I got a question for you because I'm not 100% sure. Boston's still in the Metropolitan, or they were moved this year, right?
They're out.
Were they moved?
Yes, they're not in our division anymore.
Gotcha. All right, so I really think it's going to be Washington. I think the Islanders are going to be there, and I believe I have to say the Flyers. Just I think they've done enough to get there. So that's who my teams are.
Sir Vance.
So the NHL didn't do the Flyers any favors by moving Boston out and bringing in Carolina.
I agree.
They did Carolina a favor by getting them out of Tampa's division.
Yep. Yes, but, they did.
You know, Carolina to me in that division, they're tough, man. You look up and down that lineup, they've got, you know, players all up and down that lineup. They've got probably the best defensive group. They have arguably the best offensive group. They might be the best team in that division. And they have young ascending talent. Then I go to the Islanders, Nicky T. I know you hate them, but you know, still, you know, they have young ascending talent. They have Dan's favorite player. They have, you know, Beauvillier, who Nick struggles to say.
Anthony Beauvillier. I got it, brother. I got it. I've been working on it. I got that one.
I got something coming your way later.
I got that one.
You know, they lost Anders Lee last year, but they're getting Anders Lee back. And they just, you know, that team, they just play a tight checking defensive game, and they have enough guys. They'll turn you over. They have a nice goalie, and they make enough plays offensively to win games. And then lastly, you start to look at the teams, and it starts to get interesting. I still think Washington is probably would be my third favorite, but you know, you can never count out Pittsburgh. And I think the Rangers are on the come up too. I really think the Rangers have a chance to make some noise this year. I don't know if they'll be one of those top three teams, but I think that they might have a chance to be one of those two wild card teams that make the playoffs.
No, and I agree with that. And when all the guests we've had, I think every guest we've had said the Flyers will make the playoffs. I think Al said it. I think Chris said it. I personally don't see it. I'll give you my three after Nick goes.
Man, it's great. Great minds think alike, brother. Carolina is going to be scary good. That team is so well balanced. The young players, Aho, Svechnikov, Brindamore is a phenomenal coach down there. Defensively, they're really strong. They're going to be scary. I agree. I'd rather see Boston in our division than Carolina. I think they win the Met hands down easily, not a problem. And I think Washington's right behind them. You know, they're aging, but they're aging like an old great bottle of wine. You know, they're just their skill set is really good. They're not losing any steps. Those guys don't ever seem like they're hurt. You know, the Ovechkins of the world. I mean, they're always just around making plays and making things happen. I'm going to take the Flyers at number three. You know, obviously, I can't take the Islanders because I hate them so much. And I think they stink. But, but you know, I think the Flyers can squeak in there. I think it's going to come down to the Islanders and the Flyers. And, you know, who knows? Maybe something magical happens in the last week of the season.
Well, I do agree with the great minds think alike. Once I saw Carolina entering our division, now other than Nedeljkovic, you know, that was a strange situation with their goaltending, Anderson, but you know, the Kakaniemi signing, right? The offer sheet, they're stacked. So I have Carolina winning the Met. Also, I agree with Vance. The Islanders might not scare you with talent, but they have the best coach in the business. They know how to win. And listen, for a bargain, they brought the Big Z back to even strengthen their blue line. So Chara's back with them. And the third team, I have to lean. I'm leaning Washington, but like what Vance said, with the Rangers nipping on everyone's tail. I really have always liked the Rangers talent, and I'm going to have a little foreshadowing with the Rangers coming up later on the show. So gun to head, I would say Carolina, the Islanders, and the Capitals. Now, those of us that did not pick the Flyers exiting the Metro, do we see them making a wild card, Vance?
Yeah, I definitely think they have a chance of making the wild card. I just didn't see them as one of the top three teams in their division. But I think once you get outside of that top three in each division, I think the Flyers are going to be in the mix. And I think that, you know, it's probably going to come down to a late season move or two to help get them in. But I definitely think that they'll be in the mix.
Yeah, and that's all we can hope for. They would, you know, if
hi, Dad.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure. Mr. Crisco.
Yeah. I had to say something.
Yeah, Mr. Crisco, thank you. And we will watch our language. And this is my buddy Dino. We worked camp for 100 years together, and he's also a loyal listener. Is this a new day and time? We don't know, Dino. We just go with it could be a new day and time. It could be a new day and time. We have to talk to management, though. We didn't even like clear it with them yet. But yeah, it looks good. So thanks for checking in, Dean and Mr. Crisco. But getting back to the Flyers and the wild card, again, nothing matters unless Carter Hart is Carter Hart. If Carter Hart is a top 10 goalie, I do like our chances as a wild card team. And as you know, when you enter the Stanley Cup playoffs, anything can happen. Look at Montreal last year. Look at Montreal last year.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that was a pretty, you know, we were similar. We all loved Carolina. We all loved, other than the Islanders, I think three of the four of us like the Islanders and two of the four of us like the Flyers to get out. So that's interesting. You know, that's what makes the show great. We all have our opinions. All right. So speaking of playoff predictions, let's get to the big dance. I'm not going to go over every single division and every three teams that's going to get out. Let's specifically talk about our predictions for who will make the finals, the two teams in the finals, and ultimately our cup winner. Last year, Vance and I both predicted Tampa Bay to win it all. I predicted Vegas to face them, and Vance predicted Colorado, I believe. This is before you gentlemen joined our show, and Montreal, you know, screwed all that up. So I'll start with you, Nick Tosti. Who are the two teams, and who ultimately wins the prize?
Man, I think until somebody reigns in Tampa Bay, I don't know how you keep them from being the front runner. You know, I know it's the chalk pick, but God, man, they're just still so, so good, you know, and they've got a pipeline and Vasilevsky, and they're just how do you not? Not trying to sway anybody's pick in the East, but I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay, and you know, my love for this my West Coast team, you know, my second team, Colorado. I picked them last year. I picked them the year before. So, you know, I put money on them last year to win the whole thing. And I mean, I still think they have the top line in hockey, and I think they got better. And, you know, they re-signed, you know, who they needed. Landeskog needed to re-sign, and they signed him. McKinnon, I believe, will have he you know, when we get to the awards, we'll see what, you know, I've got going on there with McKinnon, because I've got a man crush on McKinnon. I love that guy. He's a stud. And so, you know, Colorado, Tampa Bay for me.
Nicky Nuts.
I hate you, Nick. I agree. I think Carolina, I actually think Colorado is going to win it all. I know I bet the Flyers too, but I in my heart, I really think they have, like Nick said, the best line, and their goalie is top two, top three goalies. That's mixed all my glory. Again, no, I'm just joking. It's the nature of the beast. I get it. I'm just having fun with you.
All right, Vance, and then myself.
Yeah, really not much to see here. I'm gonna third that, and I'm gonna go Tampa, Colorado, and I'm gonna go Tampa. You know, Tampa winning it all. Like as Nick said, they're just on a different level than everybody else. You know, they're on a completely different level defensively. You know, they have a top defensive unit. They have, you know, arguably the best goalie in the league. And offensively, what can you say? They've got everything. They're pretty much a dynasty at this point. So I can't bet against them.
And I'm going to build on that, Vance. I think the three-peat means something. You know, sometimes teams, you know, they win, they get stale. And we're talking about a team that won in a bubble and then came back and did it again. And I think the three-peat will mean something. I also love Colorado, but to be a little different, I'm going to go Winnipeg. I really do like the Winnipeg Jets. They showed me a lot last year. We got a little scouting report from our friend Jamie Leach, who will hopefully be back on our show as a guest periodically. So I'm gonna go out on a little limb, and I'm gonna say a Winnipeg Tampa finals with Tampa winning it all once again. So, but I do really like Colorado, but I had to think a little differently here. So now we're also going to project the award winners, and again, Vance and I Vance nailed, I think, all of them, Vance nailed them all last year. I like to think outside of the box. I don't want to always say the obvious, and I'm going to go that way again. I kind of don't really agree 100% with my actual answer, but I just want to think a little outside the box to be different. So I'll go last again for the award. So we're going to cover. We'll start with the Norris first, and I'll start with you, Vance.
So for the Norris Trophy, I'm going to go Victor Hedman. That's my choice this year. I think he missed some time, if I'm not mistaken, last year. Did he miss a little bit of time?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I believe he missed a little bit of time. But I think a healthy Victor Hedman he's the best two-way defenseman in the NHL. You know, yep. To be that size, to have that defensive ability to, you know, you can't outskate him. You can't get around him. He's about 6'7", probably 6'8", on skates. And then offensively, he's a dynamo. He's just everything that you need in a defenseman. So I'm going to say, you know, Victor Hedman.
I totally agree.
Vance going with the safe pick.
It's not going to change with me.
All right, so Nicky Nuts, you're seconding the motion on Victor Hedman. All right, so I'll jump to Nicky T.
You know, I'm going to stick with my love fest for Colorado.
Me too.
Right.
We're on the same page.
Sorry, me and you are going to go McCarr.
Yeah, McCarr.
Those two will go Hedman. We'll have a side bet and we'll do a steak dinner. Winner pays. We'll meet in Philly.
I like it.
The Hedman boys will pay for dinner because McCarr is going to win the Norris and we'll have a good time.
No, I love Ken McCarr, and he was my pick last year, and he had a phenomenal year last year. I don't necessarily agree with who won it last year, all the awards in general. Like, I think, it, you know, when we get to our Vezina category next. I think Vasilevskiy was screwed, and I think he's really going to play pissed off this year and be an amazing goalie. So we'll go to Vezina now, and I'll go with you, Nicky Nuts, since everyone's been stealing your thunder. Who's going to win the Vezina?
That's goalie, by the way.
I know.
George Vezina.
I guess you have to go with, and I don't know his, I can't pronounce his name, but the guy from Tampa.
Vasilevskiy.
Yeah, Vasilevskiy. I would say he's probably it.
Real fast, our man Adam checking in. That's not a bad final, Adam. Adam, I can't say I disagree with you. You know, that's a terrific.
That would be a great Stanley Cup.
It really would be. Yeah, the network
both clang and they both bang. Yeah.
So Vasilevskiy for Nicky Nuts. I'll go Nicky T next.
Dan, I think your Winnipeg pick is a great pick.
And if they get there,
I would put money. Honestly, if you're looking to think outside the box and put money on a money line with Vegas to win the cup and get some good odds in your favor, you should go and do that. Get on FanDuel and do that right now. I think Connor Hellebuck is going to destroy it this year. I've been following the kid since he was in college, UMass Lowell. Unbelievable goalie. He's just getting better and better and better and better. And I'm going to go with him for my Vezina pick.
Vance, you're up.
All right, I was going to go Vasilevskiy, but I feel like I'll be ridiculed if I do that at this point.
Just a little bit, no.
So I'll just say I'll go one outside of the box too, and it's not really so much outside of the box. But how do you guys feel about Marc-Andre Fleury in Chicago?
Oh my God!
He does it everywhere.
He's they get Jonathan Toews back. You know, I think that they're going to be good this year.
Yeah.
And I think that he's a difference maker in net. So, you know, Vasilevskiy is the easy choice. But I think, you know, Fleury in Chicago, where he's really needed, has a chance to shine there. So I'll go Fleury.
Now, Hellebuck has to be my choice, because if Winnipeg's my cup choice to get to the finals, Hellebuck's going to have a hell of a year. A hell of a buck of a year. however, my 1A, even though I'm going hell of a buck, but my 1A is Igor Shesterkin, because I think the Rangers are going to have a nice year. And you know my love affair for Shesterkin as a goalie. He is the modern-day Bob, and I think he's an absolute stud in the net. So those are my top two goalies, but I'm going to go with hell of a buck. All right. Let's go. Let's do the Maurice Rocket Richard Award for the leading goal scorer. Is it safe to say it's going to be a top four between Dreisaitl, McDavid, Matthews, and McKinnon?
Yes.
Yep. So
who's going to get it? I'm going to go Austin Matthews.
I go Dreisaitl.
I'm going Connor.
Vance.
Yeah, I'm with Nicky Nuts. I'm going to go Connor, because he just scores some angles that you don't score from.
No, he's on a whole different level. I mean, he's just faster than any other player on the ice, and McKinnon's
right up there with him.
He finds those openings. I've never seen a guy skate with his effortlessness. He really just doesn't seem like he doesn't need motion to move. It like he just hovers over the ice, and it's amazing to watch that kid play the game.
I agree, Nick. It's almost like when you watch McKinnon skate, you can tell McKinnon's skating really fast.
Yeah,
but it's like Connor McDavid is like gliding. Yeah. He's gliding out there.
It's amazing.
Completely different.
All right. Yeah, listen, you can't go wrong. These are all generational guys, but all right. So we got two McDavids
two McDavids, one Dreisaitl,
and one Matthews. Okay,
or Matthews. Okay.
This show's going to be recorded, so we could always check back.
proof.
The Calder. Now, before we start, Nicky Nuts, you know we love you. I'm going to start with my Calder. I'll start the Calder trophy for Rookie of the Year. And this is my selection, Nicky Nuts. You have to pronounce the name.
Oh, jeez.
Vasilevskiy Podkolzinin.
Nick, can you help him out, please?
I can't on the last name, but I do know that first name because I've had Russian friends with that first name. The first name is Vasily.
Vasily.
Podkolzin.
Podkolzin.
Podkolzin. Okay. Yeah,
he's my pick. So I'll get that out of the way. Nick T.
Is Caulfield still considered a rookie?
Yes.
That's my pick. That kid is an absolute. He's a stud. Like you're not going to. I mean, just he's an unbelievable playmaker. Skill set, hockey IQ. You know, he's gonna. I think for sure, without a doubt.
And he plays in a good town.
Yeah, in a great town. Yeah.
Vance.
Yeah, I second Nick T. I'm going to go Cole Caulfield, you know, who probably should have been a Flyer, but we're not going to talk about that today.
we've done it many times already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Caulfield is a slam dunk, and you saw it in the playoffs last year. Like, he can rip – he can shoot the puck.
Yeah.
He can shoot the puck, and he's going to be a great goal scorer in the league, so I'm going to go him.
Nicky Nuts.
I was going to go with him too, but I'll change it up now. I'll go with Rossi from Minnesota. I think he's a good player. I think he has – I mean, let's be honest. I think Caulfield is going to get the nomination, but I think Rossi has potential.
Now, Nick, I actually thought you were going to go Florida Panthers and
– Spencer Knight.
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, I love that kid, man. I really, really do. I mean, he might be in the talks when it comes to Vezina. I mean, I know he's a long shot for that, but – yeah, you know what? Spencer Knight, look out world. This is the next great goalie for the next 10, 15 years. You're going to be hearing that name a lot.
That's why I brought it up. He's fantastic. Now the next award really, honestly, and I'm not joking. The name needs to change. And I think it will when this player retires, the Bergeron Award.
Yeah.
Right. The best defensive forward, the Selke Award. Couturier was mixed in a couple years ago, but it's been always Bergeron. Are we going to stick with that again?
I think it's going to be 4-0 on this one. We can probably go to the next question.
Yeah, Bergeron, yep. Bergeron, Bergeron. All right. And
I'm sorry. I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but
yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah, he's that good. I'm not going to worry about – we can do Coach of the Year if you want, but I'm going to wrap it up with the Hart Trophy, which is the league's MVP. Nick Tosti.
I'm going Nate McKinnon. You know, I got to stick to my Colorado theme here. And I think overall, you know, from what a player contributes to his team, other than just points, I think, you know, the guy, I'm my man crush. I love the guy.
Yeah. Hell of a hockey player. Vance.
I'm going to go McDavid, and because the regular season pretty much belongs to McDavid. We don't know what he's going to do in the playoffs, but the regular season belongs to him. So I'll go McDavid.
Don't even need to come to me, Dan. It's definitely Connor.
You're going to go McDavid?
Yep.
Yeah. I was trying to think outside the box with this one, but I agree. He's just going to dominate the regular season, and he'll get it. I agree. But if you recall Jim Jackson on our show, he, you know, eviscerated him for his playoff performance.
A little too much, don't you think?
Yeah. But as far as it's for the regular season, he's going to put up the monster number. So I'm going to go common sense with that. I think he will definitely get it. You want to quickly do Jack Adams, Coach of the Year?
Sure.
I go Brendan Moore.
Oh, you stole my.
Yep, okay. Stole mine too.
Brendan Moore.
I was going Brendan Moore too.
All right. So, Time to get rid of the fancy schmancy. Nick, our next segment that we'll get to shortly, who sponsors it?
So Fuse Barbershop in Newtown in PA. I had a chance to go there, get my hair cut. Dude, that spot is awesome. The walls are all done with huge, huge stars of rock and roll. I had a great experience there. You get 20% off your first cut. Just say Flyer and Ice, and they will do you everything that you ask for. They are awesome. A nice spot, easy to get to. I really, really like them, and that's why I promote them on this show.
You promote them on the show because they're our sponsor, Nick.
I wouldn't say anything if I didn't think they were awesome. If you look back, I haven't said anything about them because I haven't been there. So I finally was there, and now I can say they are awesome, and you should go there and check them out, and they won't do you wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's wearing a hat for a reason. You know, I'm just kidding. No, I Nicky Nuts, I agree with you 100% because I go there as well. Fuse Barbershop is the most awesome atmosphere. But they're a sponsor of our show, and they're the sponsor of our next segment. Hey, Vance, what time is it?
It's time for the penalty box.
We should be so lucky to see so many Flyers in a penalty box like that. That'll mean some nastiness happened.
Yes.
And I love nastiness because I am Dan Old School Green. All right. So our penalty box segment, ladies and gentlemen, is one that I am going to, you know, I've done that game show host theme before, and it's kind of like that. I am going to ask my three colleagues questions. Each colleague gets to start off with the question, and they will be put on a timer. The other two, I won't bother with the timer because they will be having time to think about their answer while the first person is suffering. So let me get rid of the fancy schmancy, and I'm going to start off with Nick Tosti. So, Nick, your question is this, and gentlemen, you will be next. Which Flyer will lead the team in goals scored?
Man. What was that?
Yeah, don't worry about it. My timer problems. Your time's ticking.
Joel Farabee.
All right. Vance.
Yeah, Nick stole my thunder. He's going to be the guy. He's going to lead them in scoring.
Nicky Nuts.
I'll change it up just because he said Farabee, but I'll say Konechny.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, you go from Farabee's going to score 40 goals this year to Konechny, Nick.
I mean, how am I supposed to change what I said? I mean,
you're allowed.
To be a little different. I mean, you can't.
No, I'm just teasing. No, you're definitely allowed to stick with your convictions. I go Farabee as well. I see him just every year getting better. And I finally saw like the equivalent of the Giroux right-handed one timer off the sideboard.
Yes.
Take place with Farabee. You never see it with anyone. Is he Kyle Connor? Not quite yet, but he's got that nice one timer. Vance, this one goes to you, so let me get the timer ready. Which Flyer will lead the team in plus minus?
I think that's easy for me. I'm going to go Ryan Ellis.
You okay? Nick Tosti.
I'm going to go Sean Couturier.
Yep.
Nicky Nuts, that's who you're going with?
Yep.
And my first instinct was with Vance. Did the timer show up on that one?
No.
No.
Ah, I was playing.
We did that quick though, so we didn't really need a timer.
Yeah. I'm going to bag the timer because it's on a production point of view. It's really a pain in the neck. When I drafted that question, Ryan Ellis popped in my head, so I'm going Ryan Ellis also. Nicky,
I bet
Go ahead, Nick.
Side bet.
All right. Well, all right. So we're already going to Del Fresco's on the Norris Trophy topic, right?
So beers, because I already forgot about that.
Beers at Del Fresco. All right, so Nicky Nuts, give me the amount of games Martin Jones starts for the Flyers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll say 20.
All right. Okay.
Nick, it's a round number. I know it's a stupid round number. It's not going to be a round number. I know it's going to be like 19 or 35, or it's not going to be.
Now I'm going to go. Let's God willing, go on a premise that both goalies are healthy. Now, if there's an injury to Hart, everything goes out the window. But
yep.
If Hart's healthy, 20 is your answer, Nicky P.
That's another guy we haven't talked about, and I you know, from dismissing the last 2 years that we've seen of Martin Jones out in San Jose, I like him. I think he's a really formidable backup goalie, and he's going to be an important piece to the back end there. But anyway, I'm going to go with 28.
Although he did let in a soft goal over his friggin' right shoulder the last game. I mean, so we'll see.
Adam chimes in with 15. And Adam, I don't think fighting is going to go up. No, I do not. To your previous question, I think it's just going to stay the course. And
I think it'll go down, actually.
Yeah. So that was a question Adam asked. And I'm assuming the 15 is for Martin Jones. Vance, what do you say?
Somewhat in line with Nick T. I had him at 25 with Hart playing 57.
All right. I was at 22. So Nicky Nuts, you weren't outrageous
that time.
Yeah, but it's still a round number. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work.
You never know. They might just say
it off. It just that's the way it is. It never ends up being even.
All right, we're back to Nick Tosti. This is probably one of the most important questions on this rapid fire board, and I guess we'll call this the penalty box segment rapid fire. So Nicky T. Does Carter Hart have a .915 save percentage or better this year?
Yes.
He has to, right?
Based off everything I said, he has to. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think having, you know, reliable players in front of him is going to make all the difference. And also, too, it goes back to the forwards. I think having a guy like Cam Atkinson, who's a two-way player, is going to help as well on defense. So I'm going to say yes.
Mr. Nuts.
I also say yes. And the reason is I think these guys give him a clear lane to the puck and lets him see it. I also believe that they got 10 times smarter behind the blue line with the defensive players. I mean, if you see them, they move the puck, like Nick said in the beginning, they move the puck very easily out of the danger zones. You don't have Ghost playing up with the puck in their end, sending it up the middle like an idiot. They're smart players, and I think that's going to help Carter Hart huge.
Humongously?
Yeah, sure.
Humongous big.
Well, I believe he was 877 last year, so that would be one hell of a jump. I'm going to say no. And I'm a firm believer. I want my goalies 920 and higher. I want them to be absolutely beast. But
over nine, though, Dan? Over nine, yeah, you think?
Over nine. He has to be over nine. I'm going to go like 905, which isn't good enough. But I'm going to say no, but that's when I pray I'm wrong.
Dan, you don't like Carter Hart? You seem like you don't like him. Like,
I seem like your confidence
in him isn't as high as
I'm not.
Us
I'm not.
Three.
No, I'm not sold on him. No.
No.
No. I mean, I don't. I don't. I wouldn't want to get rid of him. And I knew last year had to be a mulligan. And let's see what he has this year. But if he's at all shaky this year, you know, I don't know how many more years I'm willing to give him.
Yeah.
Vance, Who is, I'm sorry, does Oscar Lindblom score 20 plus goals? If yes, how many?
So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he doesn't score 20 plus and he scores around 20.
Nicky Nuts.
I'll say he scores, I'll say no, and I say 18.
Nicky T.
Man, I mean,
Nicky T answers the questions like he's got advice, because you know what? Like, it's that important.
I honestly think he's the one. No, my answer is no. And I think it's going to be, I think Oscar's single digits in goals.
You know what? I think Nicky T and I are very Oscar similar in our thinking. I'm not going to go single digits, but I'm going like 16.
Nick always looks like he's a part of the bookies, and he it's knows hard, more than he's given.
Negative on us,
right? It really is. He looks like he's working for Vegas, and he doesn't want to give everything away.
It's just, you know what? Some things are just better left unsaid, and I hope to God he has a phenomenal year. You know, I see some things that, you know, there's a lot to improve in his game, and we'll see, man. I hope the kid has a really, really good year.
All right. I think Lawton's actually going to take a lot of his thunder away from him this year.
Lawton's got to be big for them this year.
It depends on what line they consistently play Lawton on. That's the problem. They got misused. Nicky Nuts. Will the Flyers be a top half or bottom half team penalty killing this year? And same for the power play.
Penalty killing, yes. Bottom half for power play.
Nick Tosti.
I agree with Nicky Nuts. Penalty killing, yes. Bottom half for power play.
Vance.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say they'll be in the top half in both. I really think
that's you not know, the opposite, what, Vance.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to go the top half in both. And the reason I say that is because you've taken a guy like Voracek, who didn't shoot the puck on the power play, and you're adding a guy who shoots the puck. You know, whether Atkinson's going to be on the first or second unit on the power play, we're not sure yet. But I think between Atkinson and Farabee, I think they have shooters. So I like them to be in the upper half in the power play.
And I'm leaning with Vance on this one. I think Ryan Ellis and Ristolainen on the penalty kill will help there. And on the power play, Atkinson and Yandel. Yeah, I mean, Yandel's no Gustafsson, but no, I'm just kidding. Yandel will help on the power play. And so I'll go top half. I'm not overly excited from the perspective. I think they'll just be on the fringe of the top half. I don't think they're going to be like a top 10, but I definitely like them in the top half. Vance.
Yes, sir.
Now, actually, I believe it's Nick T's turn. Which key acquisition will live up to the hype and which one will disappoint?
I defer to Vance.
I defer to Vance.
You don't have to defer.
Can't defer.
Don't defer. There's no deferring.
I think.
You can't be wrong. It's a feeling.
I think. I think Cam Atkinson is absolutely going to live up to the hype. I think the kid's going to bring so much energy, even if it isn't in production and points and whatnot, which I do think he'll produce. He'll live up to hype. I think Risto will not live up to the hype, not because of not putting numbers up and not being productive, but I think there's going to be some bumps along the way with Risto that are going to keep him from, you know, being a fan favorite.
Nicky Nuts.
I think Ellis is one of the top additions to this team. I just I love his demeanor. I love him in the locker room. I love him when every interview I see him. I mean, he became a Flyer to me. And that's what I want out of a player that's going to come along. And I think Ristolainen is just going to be what he is. He's not going to excel at what he came in as. He's not going to be below it. He's going to be that bona fide stud that just does his job. And that's going to – and the fact that what his job is to start beating the hell out of some people. And I think he's going to do that, and people are going to take notice, which is going to help out our smaller forwards because they're going to have to worry about him. So I don't think his production-wise he's going to be better, but I think his attitude will exceed anything that we thought he would be, if that makes any sense.
No. Who is the disappointing? No, just kidding. No, no. I got you. Vance.
Yeah, so I think Ellis will live up to the hype. I think he's going to bring a lot of the things that we lacked when we lost Niskanen. I think he brings some of those things with a little bit more skill. A guy who I think is not going to live up to the hype, and it doesn't have so much to do with him, but more to do with the organization, I think, is Yandel. Because I honestly think, and this is just my opinion is this, you probably could have got the same or better production out of York if you just let York play. So it's not so much a knock on Keith Yandel. I think he's going to be a good player. But I honestly think this was an opportunity for them to give York a shot to play. And I understand that they were burned by young defensemen the season before, but I think you could have got equal or better production out of York than you're going to get from Yandel. It's just my opinion.
I absolutely agree with that 1,000%. I just don't consider Yandel a disappointment kind of player. Because I don't have a lot of...
There's not a lot of hype to begin with.
I think he's so... Right. The hype wasn't there, and he's never been known for his defense anyway, so I think he's going to frustrate us at times with his defense. But I agree with that assessment 100%. I really, when they signed him, I was like, oh man, they screwed York. So no, I agree with that. And I think York's going to be a better player than Sanheim in a minute. So that's another guy that is going under the radar who better step up his game. I'm going to go Ellis. I think Ellis was a terrific acquisition. I don't think anyone's going to be a true disappointment. Like, we're going to be like, holy cow.
True.
I'm going to go Atkinson just from a production standpoint. Nick said he might not have the production we were looking for, but he's going to be a great guy in the locker room. I agree with that. But disappointment wise, I don't think he's going to be a 30 goal scorer. I think he'll maybe score 18 to 22 goals. And that's, to me, could be a disappointment. So that's my answer to that question.
I'd also like to put Bizard in the overachievers. I think he's going to do a lot more than we think he will do.
Well, he's been on what, 7 teams in 8 years or something like that. So let's hope he has
I think he'll have an impact an impact.
Well, he's another one of Elaine's ex players, so hopefully that'll mean something. Vance. Who, if any, Flyers score 30-plus goals this year?
I'm going to go Joel Farabee, hands down. So I can pick more than one player, you're saying?
Absolutely.
I think to be honest, man, when I look at this team, I think the only guy that I see that is a for sure 30-goal scorer is Farabee. Everybody else I have questions about.
No, I agree with that. I'm gonna sneak Coots in there. He's always hovering around 30 goals. So I'll go Coots and Farabee. That's my answer. Nick T.
I'm gonna go Farabee. Konechny by a hair, maybe hits 30.
That'd be huge. And Nicky Nuts.
Yeah, I would go Farabee and Konechny. I think they are and will. As far as Adam's comment about AV being on the hot seat, I think he's definitely on the hot seat this year.
Yeah. Fast start means everything with this club.
Yeah.
Now this is a question. Now we've got back to our old format all of a sudden, but let's try to get fast here. This is a question that I'm going to go to Nikki T to start. It's something that needs to be addressed. And how big is the early season loss of Kevin Hayes going to be to this team?
Not big. I don't mean that disparagingly. I think there's enough around this team for what he brings, which isn't superstardom, to make up for what's going on there. I think there's it's a next man up mentality with this hockey club, and I think we'll miss them a little bit, but you know, I don't think it's anything that's going to put them behind the eight ball sooner than later.
Vance.
Yeah, I agree with Nick T. I think when you go out and you improve your defense, I think that that helps. And when you also, again, when you go out and you get a guy like Atkinson, who's a two-way player, not a center, but, you know, a two-way winger, I think he's going to help out too. So I think that they'll be able to hold the fort without Kevin Hayes.
Nick.
I actually think they brought in enough players that having one player go down in any part of the season won't kill them. I think they have enough players that can pick up the slack and also can have not the huge ego and be okay with Hayes just coming in and meshing well with everybody else. So I don't think it's going to have a huge impact at all.
No, and I agree with all of you, because I think if anything, it gives Morgan Frost an opportunity to show something, because I think he was going to be the odd man out if Hayes was a healthy player. So, all right, we're all on board there. Two more gentlemen. Vance, is this year the year Ivan Provorov takes his game to the elite level?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. I think he continues to be steady, and I think that's who he is. I think he's a steady but not dynamic player. So I'm going to say no.
Mr. Nutt.
Totally agree. I think he'll be just the same player he has been for the last 2 years. Consistent, not overly he won't kill you. He won't help you to the extent that we want him to, but he'll be consistent as far as what he does as a defender.
Nick Tosti.
I wouldn't say take this season you will see him take the step to the elite level, but I do think we'll see a notch better from him. And only because he's not going to be the guy that just we rely upon to play an exorbitant amount of minutes per game and tire out and, you know, mentally just not be there. I think, you know, this, you know, the defense is solid enough right now where, you know, you rotate your three lines and, that's going to help him a lot. And I think we'll see a better Provorov than we saw last year, but I don't think we'll see elite, but we will see better.
And I will start the next question while at the same time answering the previous question.
That's impressive.
Check this out. The next question is, give me one bold prediction. Dan, Ryan Ellis makes Ivan Provorov an all-star this year. That's my bold prediction.
Wow.
Nick Tosti.
And you killed Provorov. You killed Provy.
No.
Last year, you were hard on him.
No.
You were like, he's not doing what he should be doing. He's supposed to be a top-tier defenseman. And
well, the whole team shit the bed last year, Nick. I have a Provorov t-shirt.
I love that. I actually love to hear that you said that. I love that.
All right. Nick Tosti, bold prediction.
Listen, you're our fearless leader here, Dan. Since you've gone so bold and you're dreaming up such a great thing with Provorov making, I'm going to go with Carter Hart wins the Vezina.
Yeah. Wow. Vance, you look unimpressed. Go ahead.
No, so I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking, you know, I talked earlier about the other teams in the division, in the Metro division, and how their young talent is so much better than I feel like what the Flyers have. So I feel like in order for the Flyers to really take a step and become that playoff team, somebody's going to have to come out of left field this year and do something that we don't see coming. And that's where I say enter Morgan Frost. Kevin Hayes is going to be out for a while. Morgan Frost has a legitimate chance, I guess, to take that 2C position. And I think with the skill that he has and the players that he's going to be surrounded with, I think he creates a good problem. I think he's going to take that position. I think he's going to run with it. I have him scoring. I'm going to say he sticks with the team. He scores 45 points this year, and they figure it out the rest when Kevin Hayes comes back and they move somebody else out of the lineup. So I say Morgan Frost scores 45 points this year.
Nick, you'll have 1 second to think about it as we see Adam's bold prediction.
All right.
Flyers win the division.
I like it. I don't believe it.
Adam, I like what you're drinking.
Right? I would say Farabee makes the All-Stars. I think he's definitely an All-Star caliber player, and I believe he will be there. And I have a funny feeling that Giroux may follow with him.
Okay. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just wrapped up Season 2, Episode 1 of Flyer and Ice.
Woo!
For our viewers, thank you for watching. For the few that commented, we appreciate it. This will be up on all podcasting sites. We will have it on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook as well. For Nikki Nuts, for Vance, Mr. Smooth, crew, Nick the Scout Tosti, I'm Dan Green. Again, hit us up on YouTube, subscribe, ring that bell.
Let's go, Flyers.
Till next week, good hockey, everyone.
And let's go, baby.
Take care, everyone. Be safe.